Let's talk about perfectionism. So this is Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Corman. We're in the car. Drive time with Michael Corman. We're going to talk about perfectionism. What's the deal with perfectionism? What causes it? Where does this come from? Why is this such a scourge on humanity? Perfectionism. Now, I want to explain perfectionism in ways that you may not have thought of. Like, perfectionism is, you know, you sometimes think of it as like, well, I like to be perfect. That's like a good thing. Like, you like to have, you know, you like to have results. There's so much pollen in my car. You like to have results. You like to, you know, like you care about the work you're doing, right? But, you know, we all know that perfectionism is not such a great thing, because when you're a perfectionist, then it's kind of hard to get things done, right? Because you're a perfectionist, so it has to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, then you can't get it done. You can't do it. You know, you can't allow things to be the way they are. You can't allow mistakes to be the way that they are. So, perfectionism, I want you to understand it as it's a type of anxiety disorder. So, perfectionism is like you want it to be perfect. You could say that another way to say that you are afraid of making mistakes. You know, like if you have social anxiety disorder, you're afraid of social interactions. If you have a fear of heights, then you are afraid of heights. But in perfectionism, you are afraid of making mistakes. So if you're a perfectionist, you know that you're not always happy. That's because when you make a mistake, it sucks. Perfectionism. So if you think back, you know, you go back to your childhood, imagine when was it? Like, you made mistakes, okay, as a kid. You know, you're drawing a picture and somebody tells you, you know, you're 4 years old and you're coloring. And one of your friends says, you can't even stay inside the lines, and makes fun of you for that. That's what happened to me. And then from that point on, when you're coloring, you are afraid of going outside the lines. Like, just imagine the implications that this has on your life. Think about these experiences that you've had as a kid. Now, if you think back, you can probably remember some of them. These things tend to stick out in our minds. You know, something, you did something, you know, you made something, maybe you might have been proud of it, you might have been happy about it, you might have been excited, and then somebody criticized it. And then from that point on, you weren't so excited about it, you weren't so carefree. There's this voice in the back of your head, because, you know, you take these voices from other people and you internalize them, and then they're there inside your mind forever. And every time you find yourself in that situation, every time you're drawing a picture, you're thinking about that. That voice pops up again, and it can get buried to the point where you don't even really hear it. But it's just kind of this feeling that you have, oh, I better not go outside the lines. You know, oh, I better make sure that this looks right. I better make sure I don't say the wrong thing. I better make sure I double check my work. And you have this fear, constant fear in the background, this like low level fear that's just always there anytime you're trying to do anything. So, I mean, think about that. Like, when you are doing some kind of work, you know, you say, well, I'm a perfectionist. You know, you see it as a good thing. Like, yeah, like I care about the work I'm doing. Like, be honest with yourself. Is that all that's going on there? Because it's one thing to care about the work you're doing, but it's another thing to be saying, well, there's a fear of doing it wrong. It's not exactly the same thing. Because you can care about the work you're doing and still not care if you do it wrong. like, understand that those are two separate forces that are inside you. See, when you're a little kid and you care about the work you're doing, you know, you care about drawing a picture, but you didn't care about coloring outside the lines. You didn't, that wasn't a thing. It didn't bother you until somebody started making fun of you for it. Then it became a thing. So it's not like that's something that you learn. You learn those things. When you're, you know, the fear of making a mistake. Why do you learn that fear of making a mistake? It's because of social pressure. Because other people are there and they threaten you with it. They say to you, if you make a mistake, I'm going to disapprove of you. I'm going to make fun of you. I'm going to exclude you from the group. And you learn that at a very young age. You learn that when people tell you, like when people threaten you with something like that, then you had better do it. You'd better not go outside the lines because you're going to get made fun of. And that's scary when you're a little kid. So those early experiences that you have, they shape you. And they seem like, from the point of view of an adult, you look back and you're like, oh, well, so what? So somebody makes fun of me. Yeah, but that's your point of view right now. But remember, when you're 4 years old, it's a big deal. And so all the experiences that you have after that point, going into your current life, all of that is like, it's all shaped by those early experiences. Like everything that, like, so when you were 5 years old and you were learning, you know, you did art in school as a 5 year old, you brought with it the mindset that you learned as a 4 year old, that if I go outside the lines, I'm going to get made fun of. And so you, that mindset is kind of, that's how you're approaching it as a 5 year old. And then whatever skills you learn as a 5 year old that have at the core, they have that 4 year old, don't go outside the lines or I'm gonna get made fun of. Like you take that into your 6 year old art class. And then you take that into their 7 year old and everything. So as you get older and as you learn more and more, you add more and more layers. But at the core of it is still that 4 year old who got made fun of for going outside the lines. And that fear that you have as a 4 year old, because remember, little kids are very vulnerable. So kids have this fear of social rejection. Because when you're a baby and you're rejected, you're rejected by your parents, okay, you're gonna die. You know, if your parents don't wanna take care of you, then you're dead as a baby. So kids, because human beings are social creatures, and what that means is that we care about what other people think about us because we stick together for survival. We have to do that. Historically, certainly. So we have that fear. And that is responsible for so much of the things that we learn. So the fears that we have as adults, because when you think about it, look, it's, you know, going outside the lines is not, like, what's the danger there, okay? Is it a real problem? Like, are you gonna, like, there's certain kinds of mistakes that are gonna lead to big problems, okay? If you are, you know, you decide you wanna start chasing after a tiger in the wilderness, that's a mistake. Okay, you're going to be in big trouble. But the kind of mistake going outside the lines when you're coloring, that's not that kind of mistake. See, there's no physical danger there. But we still react to it as if it's physical danger. There are so many mistakes that we make in our adult lives, and so many mistakes that we avoid making because our brains are reacting in a primitive way, as if it's physical danger. And we learned those reactions. Nobody's born with a fear of coloring outside the lines. You learn that. So when you're sitting there drawing as an adult, and I don't just mean drawing, but I'm using drawing as an example because that's one that I can relate to. When you're drawing as an adult and you're getting tense and anxious about it, and you're saying, it doesn't quite look right, that when you trace that back, like trace that back all the way through your life, and you'll see that it comes from a little kid who was afraid of being rejected. which evolutionarily speaking is physically dangerous. So that fear that you have, the fear of coloring outside the lines, is a real fear because it's based on something, like it's based on a primitive reaction that is designed to help you with your survival. But you learned it. You learned to have that reaction in this context, which is a weird context, okay? It's weird to have that reaction while drawing a picture. Because the reaction was not programmed into your nervous system for the purpose of drawing. You know, like you can imagine our ancestors, maybe, you know, somebody was chasing a tiger and then somebody started making fun of them for doing that. And then so the next time they saw a tiger, they thought twice before chasing. Okay, that makes sense. Because they didn't want to be rejected. You know, see, it's better to learn that way, right? It's better to learn, I don't want to be chased by a tiger because I don't want to get made fun of, than it is to learn, I don't want to get chased by a tiger because I'm going to get eaten by the tiger. Because you're not going to learn that. You know, if the tiger eats you, like, you can only make that mistake once and then you're dead. So nobody really, like, you don't want to teach kids not to chase after tigers by having them do it and see the consequences. Maybe with virtual reality or something we could do that. That might be, I mean, it could be interesting. There's possibilities there. Maybe not. Maybe that would even be bad, though, because maybe then we get used to it. Maybe we'd say, oh, you know, tigers, they're not that. They're just a video game. What does it matter? So we teach people to stay alive by giving them this fear of social rejection. Okay, fine. But the drawing, you're not going to die from the drawing. It's just a drawing. And so all the work that you do, now think about, like, this is causing problems for you because, you know, you can't draw a picture now because you're afraid of going outside the lines. Now you might say, well, but that's okay because, you know, you don't want to go outside the lines. Yeah, right, but you don't want to go outside the lines because that doesn't make the picture look good. But there's a cost to this. When you have this fear of going outside the lines, that affects how you draw. Because now you're not free to experiment. You're not free to take risks. You're not free to kind of let your mind, like, you're not free to go into a flow state where you're just kind of doing whatever. You know, you're just kind of like letting the spirit move you. You can't do that because you're afraid of making this mistake. And how do you even know? Like, you don't necessarily know that going outside the lines is bad. Because maybe, like, let's say you're a professional artist, you know, and you have this fear of going outside the lines, but see, you don't know that when you do work, you don't know that your client is going to reject it. I mean, they might, but it would be better to learn that in the context of being an artist, not in the context of being a four-year-old who's being made fun of by other four-year-olds. That's not the place that you want to learn that kind of thing. You want to learn that as a professional artist, that this is what's required for the job and this is what's not required for the job, etc. But if you're just afraid of making the mistake because you don't want to get made fun of by somebody whose name you can't even remember because you were only 4 years old, like, that prevents you from learning as a professional because you don't know. Like, as a musician, like, this has been very obvious to me that there are certain mistakes that, yeah, we know they're wrong. It's wrong to do certain things because it doesn't say, like, you know, when you're playing Mozart, like, well, there are certain things that it says in the music to do. And if you do something different, then you kind of know it's wrong. But I can tell you from experience that's not always right. Like, it's right in terms of what it says in the music, but it's not necessarily right in terms of being a professional and actually producing a result that people like. There are many times where I've done things, you know, that are, it's just, there are so many times where you make a mistake or like, first of all, there are certain, so many times you make a mistake and nobody notices. So if nobody noticed it, then, like, why am I wasting energy trying to prevent that mistake? There are many times where mistakes make things better. There are many times where there are certain liberties you want to take to make things better. You know, just imagine that you're an actor on stage, okay, and somebody messes up their line. And if you were to go along, if you were to continue to recite what is in the script word for word, it wouldn't make sense because they messed up their line. So you are now going to stick to the script, even though it doesn't make sense now in response to what they said. That doesn't make sense. That's not what professional actors do. Professional actors are going to respond in the moment. They're going to respond to what happened as if it's real. Because then it makes sense, even though it's not correct. So it's a mistake. It's not right. But because they're not perfectionists about it, they're free to respond to what happens. So you don't know. Like, we have these rules in your head about what you have to do. Like, I must say the words as written. Yeah, but that implies that everything else is happening as written. And the only way you're going to learn that is by having these situations where you find that you have to bend the rules. And if you're being too perfectionistic about it, then it's not, that's, you're never going to learn that. Because you're not going to allow that to happen. And you're going to freak out when somebody says the wrong thing. You're going to say, well, I can't work with this person. And then you're going to get a reputation as somebody that can't work with anybody. And no one's going to hire you. So you're never going to be able to learn how to be a better actor. So that's perfectionism for you. If you take away nothing else from this, then what I want you to take away is the idea that perfectionism is a fear of making mistakes. It's not just a commitment to doing things properly. It doesn't just mean you really care about the results. It means that you're afraid of making mistakes. And you learned that fear in the past. There are situations where you made mistakes and you got punished for it. And since then, you've had that fear. So what do you do about perfectionism? Well, you have to approach it like any other anxiety disorder. And the only way to deal with anxiety disorders is exposure therapy. Now, that doesn't mean you have to find a therapist. You could. Might be a good idea. But exposure therapy is when you deliberately expose yourself to the thing you're afraid of. So as a perfectionist, if you want to cure your perfectionism, you need to expose yourself to mistakes, the possibility of making mistakes. Now that's hard to do because when you make a mistake, you're going to be afraid. And you're going to want to run away. You're going to want to say, okay, that's it, enough. And you're going to stop. So the trick is, how do you get yourself to do the exposure therapy? How do you get yourself to be willing to do that? Well, if you're too attached to the results, if you're too attached to the stories in your head, you're not going to go too far with that. So this is where meditation comes in, because meditation teaches you to see the stories in your head as just stories, as just images and sounds and sensations. And so when you meditate, you can see the stories as stories, which means you can do the exposure therapy, which means you can allow yourself to make mistakes and cure yourself of perfectionism. If you don't meditate, it's hard to do that. It's hard to be willing to expose yourself to uncomfortable things. Even if you know you should be doing it, it's hard to do it because you don't have that practice. Okay, I hope this was helpful for you. Talk to you next time.